Let me take a moment of personal privilege. Because two things came across my desk. One is that the governor of Alabama, because of the legislature of Alabama, just passed into law a new Parental Leave Act. I don't know why it's necessary for someone to need 3 months off because their spouse had a baby. 3 months paid leave for state employees and teachers. I don't know why that's necessary. Now, granted, it's a life change. I get it. And I'm not going to try and portray myself as, you know, the guy who just never understands what it means to have kids, because we did. I'll also tell you, too, that I was in full-time youth ministry making peanuts, and 2 weeks after my first child was born, I took a bunch of kids for teenagers on a ski trip. I was gone. It's a good thing my mother-in-law was nearby. But that being said, here's my rant. Why do we have a society that constantly believes that people need paid time off for every freaking thing? Because here's the thing. Just this morning, I ran across an article on military.com. This is what got me into my rant mode. Military.com has an article this morning that says that there are top enlisted leaders, they say. Now, military.com is a pansy group of people that claim to be supportive of the military, but what they really are is a bunch of leftists. It's the AL.com of military news. Headline, top enlisted leaders say they support extending parental leave for the military for up to 2 years. What in God's name are we talking about? So let me get this straight. You or your spouse has a child, and you're in the military, and a year and a half after the child is born, you decide you want to take long-term parental leave. And the military would then say, okay, we don't have to have you around for your very crucial uniformed job. National defense is not necessary. Please, by all means, go take months of paid time off. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Because in my opinion, if there's crisis mode, if there's life change, that's when you take the leave. You don't go, you know what? I think I'd really like to stack this on top of the Christmas holidays. So since we had the baby in January, I'll hold off until November, and then I'll take all of November and December off because I've got back leave and I'll use it too. And it'll be awesome, honey. And we'll have the big holidays and we'll take a vacation. And by then the child will be sleeping at night and we'll understand what diapers are like. And it's all okay. Because that's what's happening here. There is, and by the way, I want to know who these senior enlisted leaders are. It says in the article that these are the armed forces' highest ranking enlisted leaders. Well, how about you just literally pony up some brass here, go ahead and just grab a pair and recognize that the U.S. Army is not there to coddle people. And we've got to stop coddling people all the time. Oh, yeah, I'm on a rant. I know I am. I know I am. Some of y'all are offended, but I'm looking back right now at, 2 years ago when we were in, 3 years ago maybe, when we were in crisis mode, the supply chain was completely disrupted, and Pete Buttigieg and his partner decided to adopt a child, and they laid in a hospital bed, pretended they had had the child by natural childbirth, and then he took 2 months off of work as Secretary of Transportation. 2 months during a collapsing supply chain. It's that mentality that I'm talking about that puts people into the position of believing it's okay, we'll give you more and more parental leave. Do you want to wait for a while? Would you like to come back, about a year and a half from now? And then we'll give you 12 weeks? That's 3 months of paid leave. Why? Why does anyone need 3 months of paid leave for typical childbirth or adoption? Is it a life change? Of course it is. Did you sign up for the job? By God, you did. And if you signed up for the job because it gives you paid parental leave, then I question why we hired you in the first place. JP, I'm mad now.
I gathered that, yeah.
Just JP just sat back and let it roll.
Yeah, but if you look at the Alabama parental leave bill, it looks pretty identical to like the bluest of the blue states, like California and such. Like,
yeah, thanks.
We're supposed to be, you know, one of the reddest of the red, but yet we are passing laws that look like the bluest of the blue. So.
You know what that was? That was throwing a bone to the teachers union.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely throwing a bone to the teachers union. That's like, you know what? Hey, and you know what? You guys didn't say much last year when we passed that transgender thing about the school sports and all that. You know, hey, we'll throw you a bone. How do you feel about 3 months of parental leave?
And 2 weeks for the guy, the dad, by the way, who didn't even give birth.
I got no words. You know what? I have lots of words. What am I saying? Yeah, it's my job to have words. But right now, my words are, let's take a break. All right, taking a break. Waited long, but we'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be.